World Central Kitchen has resumed its operations in Gaza 4 weeks after a tragic incident where 7 aid workers were killed by Israeli airstrikes, as announced by the organization.
The nonprofit, founded by renowned chef Jose Andres, had temporarily suspended its vital food aid delivery operations in Gaza following the devastating killings. Prior to the April 1st strike that claimed the lives of 7 World Central Kitchen aid workers, the organization had been sending approximately 2 tons of food to Gaza, Benjamin Wright reporting.
Ohio State University has become the latest campus to witness protests against Israel's ongoing military operations against Hamas in Gaza. Overnight clashes between protesters and police on the university grounds resulted in over a dozen arrests.
According to university spokesperson Benjamin Johnson, those who refused to disperse after warnings were arrested and charged with criminal trespass, citing rules prohibiting overnight events. A preliminary report indicated that a total of 36 arrests were made, including 16 students and 20 individuals unaffiliated with the university. Jessica Oakley reporting.
In a tragic incident in southern Germany, 2 Ukrainian men, aged 23 and 36, who resided in the county of Garmisch-Partenkirchen, were stabbed to death on the premises of a shopping center in the village of Murnau in Upper Bavaria.
Shortly after the killings on Saturday evening, police authorities arrested a 57-year-old Russian man as a possible suspect in the brutal slayings. The investigation into the motives behind the murders is ongoing. Joseph Eckerson reporting.
Tesla founder and CEO Elon Musk met with Chinese Premier Li Qiang in the Chinese capital on Sunday, coinciding with the nation's carmakers exhibiting their latest electric vehicle models at the Beijing Auto Show.
During the meeting, Premier Li Qiang expressed to Musk his hope that the U.S. will work more closely with China on win-win cooperation, citing Tesla's operations in China as a successful example of economic collaboration. According to China's state broadcaster CCTV's main evening news program, Jim Kender reporting.
This is the latest news headlines.
Ireland's newly appointed Prime Minister Simon Harris has instructed his government to formulate a plan to facilitate the return of asylum seekers to Britain.
Harris has directed Justice Minister Helen McEntee to deliver proposals to the cabinet next week, addressing the issue after stating that a recently implemented British plan to deport asylum seekers who arrive in Britain to Rwanda has led to an 80% increase in recent asylum seekers entering Ireland through its land border with Northern Ireland. Liam White reporting.
In a concerning incident in Woodstock, Northern Illinois, 3 children aged 12 and 13 were injured when the minivan they were in rolled down a hill and into a concrete baseball dugout on Saturday morning.
The children, along with one other, were inside the parked minivan when it is believed to have accidentally slipped into drive while the radio was being adjusted. The 3 injured children were hospitalized with mild to moderate injuries. Kyle Norris reporting.
The Massachusetts State Police have successfully dismantled a burglary ring that allegedly stole more than $4 million worth of jewelry, predominantly from the homes of South Asians across over 24 communities.
4 individuals, including 2 brothers, were indicted on April 18th after a 9-month investigation, facing 95 counts of unarmed burglary and breaking and entering a dwelling house in the daytime with intent to commit a felony. Wade Addison reporting.
Pope Francis embarked on his first trip outside Rome in 7 months, visiting Venice for a packed itinerary that included an art exhibition, a stop at a prison, and a mass celebrated in St. Mark's Square.
The dizzying morning visit, which culminated with the mass, represented an increasingly rare outing for the 87-year-old pontiff, who has been hindered by health and mobility issues that have precluded any foreign trips so far this year. Paul Gomez reporting.
And that's the latest news headlines with Alan Edwards.